Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest, for our special Sustainable Community Series. This 10-part series is highlighting the very, very important role that nonprofits play in creating healthy, sustainable communities in Tucson and Pima County. The series is sponsored by Desert Diamond Casinos. We give them a big, heartfelt thanks, no pun intended, because we're going to have some fun with this show today. And thanks for joining us. The title of our show today is actually Heart to Heart Talk, and we are indeed going to talk about something near and dear to all of us. And I didn't want to be cliche, but I want it to be a fun show because people learn when they're having fun. It's going to be about our hearts. Joining me in studio is Stephanie Boreal from the American Heart Association and the Go Red for Women movement and chair of the event that's coming up next fall. But it's really more than that. It's a movement. So Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'm really glad you're here. So tell us a little bit about you and how you became involved. It's a big commitment what you have taken on. So what's your involvement and interest in the whole Go Red for Women movement and the American Heart Association?
So I got involved with the American Heart Association over 10 years ago when I moved to Tucson, and it was really because of the fact that I have an aunt who had heart disease at the time, and since then she's passed away.
It gets your attention.
It definitely gets
when
your attention.
When it comes that close to home, it's like, what do I need to learn? It's unfortunately for me, it's like Alzheimer's. If a parent gets struck with that, you start becoming up close and personal with how it matters.
Most definitely. So when I initially got involved with the American Heart Association, it was important to me to understand how heart disease affects women and how it's so different from men, and the fact that it kills 1 in 3 of every woman in the country.
And people don't really get that. Mm-mm. And we can say it numerous times throughout the show. 1 in 3 women from heart disease. Related illness. So go on. I really don't mean to interrupt, but
I
want to like ring the bell for that one.
It's a huge statistic. And so getting involved with the American Heart Association was important from my perspective of it being so close to my family. And then beyond that, getting connected with the women here in the community and understanding the impact that we have as far as raising funds and the research that happens here in Tucson and the education and the
kind of the
impact, the
yeah.
impact and the passion that happens,
right.
it really is kind of a contagious
It is. And
movement.
If your doctor is Lorraine Maxtiller, you really care about your heart.
Definitely.
She is really very passionate.
Yes.
And very involved. And she is my doctor. So it's like, go Lori. Yeah, she's really on your case.
She definitely is. So I got involved, 10 years ago, have been involved ever since. I was asked to become the chair of the Go Red movement for this upcoming year and couldn't pass it by.
It's big job.
It is a big, big job. I have some big shoes to fill. And so there's a lot going on, but I believe in the cause. I think it's a wonderful cause. It's a wonderful group of women who really are making an impact in our community and nationwide. And it's amazing how much is actually being done here at the University of Arizona in regards to research. So from all of those different aspects, it feels good.
It's a great, and it really is a fun event. I have been numerous times, nail me right now on the air that I'll be there for the fall event. Mrs. Green goes to red.
Fantastic.
I've got to commit to it. So let's talk a little bit about the warning signs. I know there are different for men and women, but what are some of the most common heart attack symptoms?
So for women, it's different than it is for men. So you might get a tenderness in your jaw, you might get chest pain, some some numbness in her arm, flu-like symptoms. So it's...
For a heart attack?
For a heart attack.
Wow.
And so it's a different set of symptoms for women compared to the massive chest pain that men would get and the shooting pain down an arm. So most women think that they can just power through.
Right. Take a couple of Aleve.
Yes.
Take some ibuprofen. We're fine.
Exactly. So we're busy. We've got a ton on our plates. So just power through it. A little chest pain doesn't hurt. If you feel like you have the flu, you just continue on and you don't really recognize the symptoms. So understanding what those look like and how they look and feel different from between women and men is really critical.
Really important. So there could be chest discomfort for women.
Yes.
There definitely is for men. I'm
yes.
familiar with that. And discomfort in parts of the upper body, mm-hmm. to recap that. What about your breath? Can you notice any changes in your breath for women?
Yes, shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath. Okay, so those are all good things to look for, which you're right, a lot of women wouldn't even notice because we're always busy.
Yes.
So, and I know for men, frequently cold sweat, don't they usually break out
yes.
covered in sweat? Okay.
Yes.
And all right. And lightheadedness.
So there's actually this phenomenal video that Elizabeth Banks is in, and the Heart Association produced this a few years ago. And if you haven't seen it, it's comical, but it does
it
emphasize.
What is this, a YouTube video?
So you can find it on YouTube, and I would imagine that it's on the heart.org website as well. But she's this young mother who's taking care of her kid. She's in the kitchen. She's doing a million things. She's packing their lunches. She's trying to get them ready for school. And you can tell she starts to get short of breath.
Right.
She's a little, you can tell there's a little bit of discomfort there. And she keeps going and going and going.
Energizer bunny.
Exactly.
It's a super mom.
And so eventually she falls on the floor and says, these were the signs. Don't be me. Really recognize that this is different. And you have to understand what your body's trying to tell you and seek some help.
And when you say one in three, if that doesn't get every woman's attention who's listening, mm-hmm. it should. Because I think we get scared about breast cancer. Everybody, that gets so much more press, such higher profile. But it's really, I knew this because I went to the Go Red for Women luncheon several years ago. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I like to talk about prevention.
Yes.
There's all of the symptoms. And in my mind in society, there's never enough focus. There can never be too much focus. Let's be positive about mm-hmm. it. Put on prevention. So what are the risk factors and how can they be managed?
So number one, if you're a smoker, stop smoking.
Right now. That's good, good, good.
First and foremost. Second is to get your cholesterol down. And third is to get more physical activity. And so
exercise really matters.
Exercise matters. It definitely matters. Eat a balanced diet.
And does it matter how much exercise and how long you exercise each day? I don't think that you have to exercise at cardio level for an hour, right?
No. So even if it's mild exercise, any exercise is better than none, depending on who you speak to and at what level you're at. There are probably different parameters as far as where you should be with your exercise level in order to meet the goals for your health. But
and probably if you think that you have maybe even mild heart disease and are getting good care, don't start off by training for a marathon. Start with walks and then go to take the hills, because we take some hills in our neighborhood. And I think it's really important to get your heart rate really up eventually. But we have such sedentary lifestyles and such sedentary jobs. It's hard to always do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for women, one in three, but it can be prevented.
Yes.
And then one of the talking points you said, heart disease is often silent, hidden, and misunderstood. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Sometimes can it just strike with no warning, literally?
It can definitely strike without warning. And so it's important to understand how heart healthy you are currently. There's actually a quiz on the American Heart Association website that you can go to and take. It's a fantastic quiz. It only takes about 15 minutes. And
your life could depend on it. I had to just say that.
Yes.
It's like your life literally could depend on finding 15 minutes in your busy schedule to take the quiz. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, at heart.org.
Yes, okay. At heart.org. Essentially what it does is it looks at all different aspects of your life and it shows you based on your body mass index and your cholesterol and your activity level and your diet, where you should be. And if you fall into kind of the normal category or if there's room for improvement, and then it gives you some suggestions. And so fantastic resource online that you can check out in order to identify areas that might need improvement.
And people love interactive. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in that age where it's like, go online, yes, interactive. And we're always being told, like on our website, we should have take your green temperature. How mm-hmm. green are you? Mm-hmm. But that's really good, really good information. What about, does genetics have much to do with it or not really?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. So genetics definitely play a role, but just like any other disease or, you know, any type of cancer that might run in your family, there's a lot you can do to prevent it or to just keep it at bay.
And I would think now so many things are changing in the disease world, unfortunately, because of diets. Mm-hmm. And of course, my bias, you know, genetically modified foods or compromised food supply, whatever you want to call it. So even if you have genetics, mm-hmm. the reality of what we are putting in our bodies these days is vastly different than when I was raised, for example.
It's absolutely crazy to me. I have a 3-year-old.
It is crazy.
I'm constantly looking at labels and wondering what exactly I'm feeding him to make sure that...
Is this real food?
Yes.
Sometimes I think that should be how the grocery store is divided. Real food, fake food. I mean, it'll never happen, but it's almost that bad. And as a mom, you know that's true.
Well, I was at the grocery store yesterday and just looking at the labels. If I can't read the ingredients list, I generally put it back on the shelf.
That's a good plan. And shop the outsides of the aisles. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything inside, you're going deeper into the no food section. And sometimes I eat a meal and I like it mm-hmm. and I think it's delicious. And I say, well, basically that was just a meal with no real food. I try not to do it, but you do. Like if you get a fresh spinach salad at Renee's Organic Oven, mm-hmm. you feel good about yourself and the mm-hmm. planet and the world and say, I nourished my body today.
Yes, yes.
So in the talking about the whole heart disease for women, you've been with the organization or involved for 10 years. When did the Go Red for Women start, that whole movement? I know it's very active and robust in Tucson. I know there are other places. What's the whole, not even necessarily when it started, but what is their major focus? Is it to raise awareness, to help with prevention? What would you say is the Go Red for Women mantra, which you'll be saying all next year?
So the Heart Association started in the 20s. The Go Red for Movement has been around for about 15 years.
Relatively short time.
A very short time.
Yes.
And honestly, when I was involved in the first few years, it was more of an event.
Right.
And it was about the luncheon and bringing women in and really educating them on the different health topics and the signs and symptoms of heart disease and really kind of cultivating more of a sisterhood. And that has morphed into more of an annual movement versus an event focus.
Right. It's not something you do one day a year.
No, it's definitely not.
It's a lifestyle change and awareness.
It has to be. It has to be. And so as far as what the goals are or what the mantra is, it's really about education, 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 education. And there's different ways to educate. So educating school children and getting them involved in the hoops for heart and the jump roping at schools. They did that this past year and they were able to impact 55,000 kids This is locally.
And get it to the home through mm-hmm. the kids.
Exactly. Really,
I've had so many guests just this week that have said, just we're working with the kids and then they bring the message home to the parents.
Yes. It How do you infiltrate attention. Our community?
Yes.
And so there's so many.
The children.
Exactly. So that's one way. Another way is to go out and do blood pressure checks. We have some nurses who are involved in the Go Red for Women movement and they've been hitting health fairs and doing blood pressure checks and just educating different community members that way, with Desert Diamond Casino and Trina Parvello being involved so heavily last year. Her big outreach strategy was to hit the Native American population and really, really see what could be done from an educational standpoint or partnership.
And kudos to Trina. She's
yes.
the reason why there's this series. She's in one of my really wonderful group that I'm a part of. And I said, we should talk about the important role that nonprofits play in creating sustainable communities. It's not just about growing gardens and eating organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the health, literally, of the entire community. So I'll tell Trina we did a shout out to her.
Perfect.
She'll be thrilled. And I'll tell her, listen to this great show.
Yeah, we need to stay healthy so we can eat.
But she's a leader, mm-hmm. and that's what you're pointing out.
Yes.
Staying
yes,
healthy. Right.
Definitely. And so there's been a multitude of initiatives that have grown outside of this Go Red for Women movement. And I think that really whatever we can bring to the table, any woman is invited to be part of this movement. We're listening. So there's another individual on the committee, Wanda Moore, who really reaches out to minorities and goes to a lot of churches and minority events and does a lot of education that way. And so some people are more interested in doing fundraising. Some women are more interested in doing
education.
Yes. Small events.
Right. Right.
With their circles of influence or friends. And so we'll take whatever we can get as long as we're getting the message out. I don't think it really matters.
I don't either. And that's mm-hmm. how real change occurs. So I have to ask you this, and I told you I wouldn't put you on the spot, but
that's
it
okay.
might be. So you have a 3-year-old son.
I do.
Okay. And what I've had a couple of guests on lately that were really great about going on, I want to say being positively looking into or changing. I'm trying to find the politically tech words because I don't want to say attack, but raising awareness about school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mom, is that one of the things you're really going to be looking for or be actively concerned about? I think that schools are getting better. TUSD is getting better. They have lots of school and community gardens.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feed your son for lunch? That was my question. I'm putting you on the spot.
No, that's
here,
okay.
Mom.
I'm actually very happy to answer that question
because Yay.
The woman who takes care of my son feeds him wonderful, wonderful food. And it's all homemade. And he gets a
awesome.
Lot of vegetables. My child loves fruits and vegetables. So last night we had ham and zucchini and cantaloupe. And he ate a whole plate of cantaloupe and a half of his zucchini. But
How
he didn't touch
awesome.
His ham.
And there are a lot of us that would think that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the poor pigs.
Yes.
But that's really awesome. So it starts there. And then when he goes to school, I hope by then, it's a very short time, but that things will get better in schools because, you know, Fed Up, the movie, was very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lori David and Katie Couric put that movie out about they're really fed up about what we're feeding kids and the obesity issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, it's not as well known, but it's called Lunch Hour,
mm-hmm.
a guy named James Costa, who made the film in 2011 and is he's on the circuit again, made some changes and he's, yeah. you know, going out to get it shown in small theaters like The Loft. But
mm-hmm.
it's to raise awareness about, let's not feed our kids poison at lunch because
my husband and I just recently started to take sugar out of the house. And so
we're doing that too. It's really hard.
It is really hard.
It's really hard.
Especially with trick-or-treating.
I know. This was the first year we were away, and I was talking to a couple of parents, and I said, you know, I don't know what the answer is, because what I wrote in my newsletter several years ago was, it's one day, you know, let them eat that. But then if they go and they have a big, huge bag of trick-or-treat candy, it's waste. It is. Food waste.
It is.
So we've got to shift and really do a lot of awareness around Halloween. There are healthy treats, mm-hmm. and there are companies. Even dark chocolate mm-hmm. is better. But Halloween's that's an early warning sign mm-hmm. for parents. What are you going to do? And it was one of my favorite days of the year growing up. Yeah.
It is fun. Thank goodness my little guy didn't last more than, say, 20 minutes. So his Halloween bucket
year.
Is pretty, it was... It wasn't filled to the, right. you know, filled to the brim.
Right. And my friend Kelly, our show producer, she gave out little kindness buttons from Ben's Bells.
Oh, I love those.
That's really a great idea. And it creates conversation. But mm-hmm. she was bound and determined. And I said,
what a wonderful idea.
What a wonderful idea is right. I mean, I'm glad that I thought to mention it, and it will live forever on the internet. So you have really good news. Mm-hmm. Since the movement began in 2003, and one of your wonderful team members gave me a statistics sheet about, I'd like to talk about the good news.
Yes.
How many lives have been saved from cardiovascular disease just since 2003? It's a big number.
About 650,000.
That's a big number. And was that through prevention and education and early detection, all
yes,
of those things?
All of the above.
That's really, really good. That's about 300 lives a day.
That's right.
Yeah. If I get a flu-like symptom, man, I'm going to be on it. I can tell you right now. And then the decrease, you get to say it, in cardiovascular disease deaths, so related.
Mm-hmm. 32% decrease.
Mean, that is, who can report that? Mm-hmm. What other, I mean, you can't. We don't have advances like that and such good news for other diseases, I'm sorry to say. So, and is that for men and women, or is that just for women? Do you know?
That's for both.
For both. I mean, it's really amazing. Okay. Let's talk about lifestyle risk factors that have been improved.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you really have had an impact on smokers.
Yes. So 15.9% decrease in smoking.
Which is huge. And then cholesterol, I think that's another big number, and I want to ask you about that. So tell me the percentages.
So there's two percentages here, and one is for a cholesterol level over 240, and that's decreased over 18%. And then for a cholesterol level between 200 and 240, that's decreased almost 7%.
All really good numbers. Really, really good numbers. And then the increase in physical activity. I feel like I should be ringing a bell.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
It is amazing. So I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, physical activity increased almost 24%.
I mean, it's just, yeah, that's all about the good news. Now, let me ask you this. For the cholesterol piece, mm-hmm. in your opinion, what would the science support, is the decrease more significantly diet, medication, exercise? What do you know enough about? I mean, I really don't want to put you on the spot, but it's a very, you know, a lot of people don't want to take medication, and friends that I have lowered their cholesterol by change in diet and increase in exercise. But some of them, quite frankly, that wasn't enough and they had to get on the medication. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on that?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm the best person to answer that. I do know, myself included, and several people who are within kind of my circle of friends who have had higher cholesterol or kind of on the verge. That was definitely a warning sign and cause to change what we're putting in our mouths on a daily basis. But I'm certain that medication has some role in that. I'm just not sure how that splits up.
And I think for me, it's always and I am an expert on interviewing. That's what I tell people. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm really good at asking people questions on the radio. But I think it's good thought to consider medication last. if you can, mm-hmm. and to try to change things that are systemically going to change the quality of your life, and especially if you're a parent. I mean, what we have in our house now is so vastly different than what we did with two working parents, and it mm-hmm. encourages me to see. I mean, it was a whole different time, and it was, mm-hmm. you know, the fast food generation, and we're certainly now seeing the consequences of that and helping to raise awareness. Our children are far healthier in their eating habits than we were. Mm-hmm. They are good examples for us, and it makes me proud. You know, one of them's a vegetarian, and the other two really very careful and eat I call it large volume of fresh fruit and vegetables, which I'm still not totally there yet. I like to have it in the smoothie every day because mm-hmm. I'm not a big, don't give me a big plate of kale. Mm-hmm. What about the event? What happens at the event? Let's talk about it a little bit and generate some enthusiasm, and hopefully Desert Diamond will be a sponsor next year. And we can have you on closer to the event because it's in early fall, around in October usually.
Yes. Right. So we have not nailed down the date or the location.
Nobody would remember anyway now because it's too far ahead.
Yes. But it will be sometime next fall.
Right.
And the goal is really to create a lot of buzz and excitement and passion that will hopefully sustain you for another year before the next event. And so it's a combination of a keynote speaker.
Great speakers.
Yes.
Always.
Great speakers, survivors who can
always
tell their
gives you heart. Yes.
Who can share their story and maybe you can relate to and really kind of pulls at your emotional.
When someone gets up there and tells about their story or their near miss or whatever, you're like, that could be me. It's so relatable.
It is.
Yes. And good, healthy food is served.
Good, healthy food. Yes. And then there's always a little bit of entertainment there.
Right.
And that's generally the main portion of the event. And then the event itself is generally kind of either bookended or starts with a bunch of educational panels or conversations on different topics that are all related to heart disease and heart health and just living a better, stronger, healthier life.
And any time I've been, you guys have rocked it. It's an event that you don't say, oh my God, I just can't wait till this is over. Mm-hmm. Great speakers, fun, excitement, enthusiasm, and education. It's a way that you want to spend your time.
It is. It's a fun Friday afternoon, generally.
And I love those little pins we get, the little red dress. It's mm-hmm. like really cute. I have a couple on the cardboard still, but you wear little red dress, go red for,
Lots of red dresses.
Lots of red dresses. I know. Yes. It's really...
Women love to support the red dress and rock the red dress that day.
By wearing the little red dress. It's great. So the best way, let's do a couple of repeats. Mm-hmm. I want to do the shout out about watching the YouTube video because it sounds like it's fun on heart.org.
Yes.
Okay. And then the quiz. Also take the quiz.
Yes.
It might save your life.
And I can send those to you.
Great.
So
great.
We can send it out.
We can post those and we'll be social mediaizing it. We're getting the 2-minute warning. Mm-hmm. Is there any other shout out that you want to do? We covered a lot. We covered men and women's early signs. We covered the good news. We covered the event. Is there anything else? One takeaway you would give to people listening for their health? Would it be about diet? Would it be about exercise? Would it be about education or D, all of the above?
I would say D, all of the above, but I think what makes this most most special is the fact that all of these women are coming together within our community, kind of locking arms and really becoming a force to be reckoned with.
And look at the numbers.
And it's changing.
Numbers, yes.
Yes. It's changing heart disease. So if anyone is interested in and being part of this movement or getting involved, we would love to have you.
Can always use some other hands.
Yes.
I mean, it's true. And the event is usually packed, mm-hmm. jam-packed, sold out. So we'll be staying in touch. We'll be Twittering and Facebooking about the show. And everybody, I just want to tell you before we get off the air, next week, really excited about this. On November 29th, part two of our Captain Planet series, Dr. Jane Goodall. I mean, what a great interview. And Lisa Carter-Jones, who's from Captain Planet Foundation, that's doing great things for kids' health. And then on Tuesday, December 2nd, Jennifer Juan and Matthew Lewis, museum specialists at the Tohono Autumn Cultural Center and Museum. Everybody, make it a great green week. Stephanie, thank you so much for being here, and it was a great show. Take care of yourselves, everybody.